In CI News this week, the Christian Institute supports a retired pastor who faces court for preaching in an abortion censorship zone. MPs warn that Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill permits doctor shopping. And we remember the Institute's founder and first director, Colin Hart, on the anniversary of his passing. Hello, and welcome to CI News on the 14th of March. I'm Rhys Kerno. The Institute is supporting a retired pastor from Northern Ireland who faces court next week for holding an open-air Sunday service in an abortion censorship zone. Clive Johnston, former president of the Association of Baptist Churches in Ireland, was cautioned by police last July after preaching on John 3:16 near Coleraine's Causeway Hospital. The 76-year-old did not mention abortion and was separated from the hospital by a dual carriageway, but he was charged with seeking to influence those accessing abortion services. Institute Deputy Director Simon Calvert warned that the gospel must not become restricted in public places.
So the question is, should a law designed to stop abortion protests be used to prosecute gospel preaching? I mean, we currently have amazing gospel freedoms in this country, and we encourage Christians to use those freedoms so that more people can hear about the love of God. Prosecuting somebody for preaching John 3:16 outside a hospital on a quiet Sunday is an outrageous imposition on free speech and gospel freedom.
Critics of Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill have warned it gives the green light to doctor shopping. In the committee's fourth week of bill scrutiny, leading opponent Danny Kruger warned that patients could keep applying for assisted suicide until they find a doctor to agree.
In cases of coercive control, there's obviously a very real danger of people who have been unduly influenced into seeking an assisted death. The doctor declines, possibly because they detect coercive control. The patient can then be coerced and influenced into starting again with a new doctor, and there's nothing to stop that in the bill.
Mr. Kruger also highlighted evidence from Oregon showing that deaths by assisted suicide are not risk-free.
Reported side effects include regurgitation, seizures, surviving lethal drugs. 9 patients have regained consciousness after taking assisted suicide prescriptions. Half of all deaths in Oregon took over 53 minutes, which was the median time. So half of all deaths took over 53 minutes to happen. And the longest was 137 hours.
Separately, in a vote at the British Medical Association's Consultants Conference, doctors warned the government that assisted suicide could seriously impact health services. Assisted dying is not a health activity, and it must not take place in NHS or other health facilities. Northern Ireland's Department of Finance has been criticised for continuing to subscribe to the controversial Stonewall Diversity Champions programme. MLAs questioned the decision after Northern Ireland Finance Minister John O'Dowd revealed that the civil service was giving £2,575 to Stonewall each year for its service and advice. A number of organisations have left the programme in recent years due to concerns over its influence, such as pushing for contentious gender self-ID policies. MLA Timothy Gaston questioned why taxpayers' money is being wasted on that nonsense, years after the civil service and even the BBC recognised the need to withdraw from the scheme. During a recent visit to Northern Ireland, Conservative Party leader Kemi Badenoch defended the reality of biological sex. This is not something that ministers should be messing around with in order to get plaudits around diversity and inclusion. And finally, we mark 1 year since our founder and first director, Colin Hart, was called home to the Lord. Colin set up the Christian Institute over 30 years ago and is greatly missed by his staff and thousands of supporters. On the first anniversary of his passing into glory following a heart attack, age 60, we asked some of those who knew him best to share about Colin's work and legacy.
The Christian Institute will be part of Colin's legacy, but I think much more than that, I think the people that Colin shaped will be his legacy.
His stand on the moral and cultural issues of the day will be a legacy, and waking up Christians to what was going on.
And some of the freedoms that we as Christians enjoy, particularly thinking of freedoms of churches to employ those who would hold faithfully to biblical sexual ethics. Those freedoms were really on the line, and had the Institute not been there, Collins' insistence to stand in the breach and to campaign strongly for the preservation of those freedoms, then we could have lost liberties that we really take for granted today.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.